Thanks for tuning in. This is Friday, the 26th of July. My name is Karen Durante, standing in for Tiger Bales. And I'd like to begin by acknowledging traditional owners of the land where Let's Talk is broadcast, the Jagera, Yagera and Turrbal peoples. I'd also like to pay my respects to our elders, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders and non-Indigenous elders. And hello to you if you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM, on the National Indigenous Radio Service, and of course on our live stream at on our website at 989fm.com.au. We're going to spend at least the first part of this morning with a fellow who's no stranger to Let's Talk, although we haven't spoken to him for quite some time. I don't know what's going on there, but his name is Shane Phillips, who's the CEO of the Tribal Warrior. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning. How are you, Karen?
I'm well, thank you. A bit remiss of us that we haven't spoken for some time, but I guess now's as good a time as any. Tell us the mob, your country.
Yeah. Oh, good, mate. Things are going all right down here, you know. They're chipping away, and we've seen some dabby things happen with the young ones down the community here,
Now, you're from, you grew up around Redfern, Shane.
Yeah. Mum's family, they're Redfern mob. And the old man's from up the Tweed there. So I've got some mob who actually live up in Dublin, Brisbane way too. So,
tell us
Redfern. I'm grew up in the block, so I mean, home in Redfern.
The block's probably substantially different from when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The block was this deadly place when I grew up at.
What sort of changes have you seen? I mean, you've seen it from when it was its best, with those role models that you spoke about there, like Mum Shirl, to obviously, you know, that period where, you know, things just went downhill. What about now in the, you know, in the early noughties, so to speak, and, you know, as we move into...
What's happening now is the housing company, where we're going with it.
And what about the Tribal Warrior Association? Are you located in Redfern, or whereabouts are you located?
Yeah, we're at Redfern. We're at Old Redfern School, Tribal Warrior Association, and then that's the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence too.
Okay.
So we're all based there. We weren't funded to do it by any government. We did it ourselves, and that's been the beauty of it.
But tell us how it all actually came about. I mean, what happened there, Shane?
One fella owned a boat. And then he said, true, it's just grown from there because it went from a voluntary organisation. Now, these days, we run a couple of vessels and we run the charters on Sydney Harbour, Cultural Enterprise, which has been good for us because we don't owe the bank anything. We don't owe the government anything. And we own our boats and we're in good, we don't have a lot of money, but we appreciate everything we got. And, you know, the testimony coming out of Tribal Warrior is always nice. It's here, and there's been over 1,000 people trained through Tribal Warrior. You've got, you know, up to 25 in the merchant, you know, navy. So they're all working. And we just keep chipping away, and that's all it's meant to be. We own it, and the solutions come from within our community.
Shane, you know, you don't have to answer this question, but I did want to. You've talked about some of the successes there, but you also mentioned that, you know, one of the reasons for doing that was, you know, obviously to help your brother kick the habit. Did he?
Yeah. No, he did at the beginning. When he first got into it, he got onto a government one. First off, it was methadone, and then it was the bupe. And then, so I said, you know, you're still reliant on someone giving you something to suppress something to get you through the day. So it's not as good as, you know, being, you know, looking after your family and doing it the way that we're meant to do it. So anyway, what we learned from it is let's find them and pick them up and go and do all the things we like doing with our families. And then they got no choice. They're always going to be tormented by us. Mm. And we gave them the football. They stuck with us, even with family things. And sometimes it's hard because they're not resourced. It's just sort of you think.
What about the heroin itself and the drugs? Have it managed to get it out of Redfern, or is it still going to be there, unfortunately?
The block, before they knocked the places down, we were changing the dynamics. And that was one that I never thought would happen. Us and the Gunjibals and the police. What had happened is, and it's connected to the block, because we said, hey, you put a couple of police in there, and they train with us too. And what blew them away is it was when we young fellas, we just thought that they weren't valued, and they were valued within the circle of people that they hung around, and that was the difference in it. And you know what? It was about them getting their routine, and it's about them getting their sense of worth and sense of belonging, and then they changed them based on the belief of how deadly our people are. So that's what happened, and they then created this movement in Redfern, which has sort of become, you know, right now you see the training this morning, you know, you're getting kids there. There's up to 70 people are training. It's still dark in the morning, so you're thinking, this is pretty cool because you're...
Well, just out at the local park. Just out at the local...
The NCIE.
Oh, right.
National Centre.
They've got a gym in there or something.
A basketball court. Mm. We can't fit into any other area. We can only fit in a basketball court or outside in the paddock.
Fantastic. I know that you're about to go into a meeting, so I'm conscious of the time. Mm. I do want to come back and talk to you, Shane, about your own personal transformation, if you like. I mean, we've talked about Redfern, but I understand that you're taking a greater or proactive role in looking after your own health. I guess we'll think about that once we pass the big 4-0.
Sure,
so we'll talk to Shane more in just a moment. Shane.
Yes, Gary, yes.
Yes, we're all at that age there now where we're kind of thinking about our own health. What happened? What's happened with you?
Well, I'm the same at the moment. I've been a little, yep. So it's getting the change the lifestyle is really important to me now, and I'm not ashamed about it. Before I was ashamed about it, and I'm seeing more of the brothers that I know, same age as me, saying the same thing. We're doing. We've got a little group of us who we do exercise. Hold on for a sec.
Yeah, no worries. I think he is walking around there too, so should mention that Shane's walking to him.
Now, when I run into a big mob and they're all talking to me while I'm talking to you, and I think, you know, they think I'm rude, probably, if I don't just pull up and say hello there.
Yeah.
But, it's about that. It's getting ourselves healthy and not being ashamed about it because, you know, I mean, we're like, body's an engine. It's what made me feel, the doctor made me feel it better. He says, listen, you're not getting, that's the way I'll treat this is I'll treat it that way and I won't be embarrassed about it.
Yeah. Did your doctor ask you needed to lose some weight, or have you set yourself a target?
And the good thing is he's happy with it, you know, since then. Anyway.
What sort of thing will you be able to do with your young son there that you weren't able to before?
Oh, look, I can clown around with him. The other day I was with him there. I had fun. And they had laughs. And I enjoyed just the company, just being there. So it's really simple, but they made a huge difference to me.
All right,
and they're the real things that I think you've got to do.
And and doctor's happy with your sugar level, so it's you're not diabetic.
No diabetes, no medication.
Mm-hmm. The heart's good.
Heart's good. I've got some disease around the heart, which made life better.
And it was that that minor heart attack that triggered you on to change it.
Absolutely. And this program helped me, the mentor program with themselves. And they've even got sayings in there, you can rest, but you can't quit. No quitting in this.
Well, look, congratulations on what you've been doing there at Redfern and the work of the Tribal Warrior Association and your own journey there towards better health as well. Shane, good to talk to you. And I wanted to also mention that, of course, you were the recipient of this year's Local Hero Award, Australian Local Hero Award too. So congratulations to that as well. Too deadly.
Look, you know what? I was sort of the one who ended up receiving the award, but it's a big deadly journey.
All right. Thank you, Shane. One of the things to watch out for next week here on Let's Talk, where we've got a live broadcast tomorrow, on this time Friday, next Friday, for our special community event for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here at the station. So, mob, if you are going to be around West End, do come down and say hello. I'll be broadcasting live from the backyard, so to speak, our backyard anyway, in the car park. And we're going to have a number of service providers there as well. We've got the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Health Service. They'll be along. They've got a couple of CLOs and health workers who'll be performing some health checks. So if you want to, like Shane did, you know, check your diabetes, sugar levels, check your heart and all that sort of stuff, come in, get a health check and see how it's all going. Nothing to be embarrassed about, and who knows, you might catch something before it gets to be a real big problem. Also got Diabetes Queensland coming along, Heart Foundation. They can tell you about some of their walking groups that they have happening around Southeast Queensland, and you might want to join, or you can even create your own. We've also got special performances by Arthur Bin. You all know Arthur Bin. And, of course, the Aboriginal Band. So I hope you can come along down here at the station to Ambleside Street, West End, between 9 and 1 o'clock. That's next Friday. So all your mob, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mob, you're more than welcome to come. Looking forward to seeing you here on the day. Wrapping up Let's Talk for today and for this week, I hope it's been an interesting and fun week for you. It certainly has been an interesting one for me, battling a head cold and trying to be on top of the issues of the day anyway. Hopefully I've done some justice to them. And don't forget, do join me next week here on Let's Talk.